come to your city. You just say, well, man, I hate my city. We haven't seen anything. There's a deathbed for revival, deathbed for, you know, I just came back from Vancouver, and we had an amazing a conference and visitation there. And historically, they said Vancouver was just a city that persecuted and they would give me testimonies of how Charles Price, for example, was run out of town in Vancouver, Canada, and all this stuff. And I said, I don't receive that. Because we have enough presence here, and we have a wonderful pastor up there named Steve Kim. And so he started to really host and bringing in speakers and hosting the Holy Spirit. And we're just seeing that city being hit by the power of the Holy Spirit. And it's now just starting to spread. And so he's been praying for the shalom, the blessing of God in his city. And we've been doing the same thing in Pasadena, and we've seen amazing transformation. Drop down to verse 10. And thus says the Lord, after 70 years are complete at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word towards you and cause you to return to this place. So here he is prophesying. After 70 years, the same words that Daniel read in Daniel chapter 9, and right after that, he said, Lord, you're so good. You're a God of who keeps his covenant to those who love him and to those who obey your word. And Daniel 9, 4, and he just begins to go into identification and repentance and starts to intercede for this return of 70 years captivity. And here's what then he says in verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. And I like New International Version in this area. It says, the plans to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future. Now that's God's promise for you. How many know that God wants to prosper you? And I want to talk about that in my evening because I really feel the Lord's giving me a message about the glory and the gold, the glory and the transfer of wealth. And I really want to break a spirit of poverty. We have a poverty mentality that we need to shift in order for us to come into the reformation that God has for us. But I really believe that we need a revelation that he wants us to prosper, to give us a future and a hope. Because some of you have become hopeless. You've lost your hope concerning maybe marriage, maybe your destiny. Maybe you feel disqualified. Maybe you feel hopeless concerning finances and the financial breakthrough God wants to give you, or seeing your church revived and grow and seeing revival come or the harvest come in. And we are going to break that this morning. I really want to break that spirit of hopelessness because God wants us to be filled with hope. In fact, hope is within you already if Jesus is in you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Tell the person next to you, you have Christ in you, the hope of glory. Come on, just tell them you have hope.